Simon Reish Tamach Hei. We skipped Reish Tamach Gimel and Reish Tamach Dalet since we did those last month, Baruch Hashem, most of us. Reish Tamach Hei, Sif Aleph Beis and Gimel, first half of Gimel. The first two halachas that are mentioned here in Sif Aleph and Sif Beis are really straight out of the Mishnayos and Parak Bamadlikin. And the Shulei Gemara on Mishnah Chavtes and Beis. And then the second halacha, talking about where you have a container that has the oil and the flame, and you have another container that's dripping down into the first container that has the flame, and slowly but surely, as it gets burnt out, the other one is dripping in, and you want to, you should not use such a thing on Shabbos, because we're scared that you might come to use the oil, you might have to take some of the oil that's in the container which is dripping in, because you see it as two different things. You don't see it as a chilek of the nair. So we're scared you're going to take out oil, either to use to garnish your salad, or to smear on yourself, whatever it is you're going to do with that oil. However, if it's connected, if somehow the person that made it connected them, then a person looks at it as one plea, and one plea is pasha, then no one's going to go to their Shabbos list and take down some of the oil from the candle. Because he sees you taking out oil from the candle, and therefore there's no shash. So it all depends on whether or not it looks like one plea or two candles. Now, the question that was asked by Rosenzweig is the Hara, this is only Gram Kippur. You're taking out oil, and now it's not going to drip into, it's not going to light as long as it would have lit. So the truth is that this says, and based on the Beis Hamikdash, that Gram Kippur, the reason why over here, why is it a problem when you take out oil from a candle, why is it considered a Kippur? It's not because it's not going to burn for as long as it would have burnt if you left the oil inside, so that's only a Gram. The problem is, when you're taking out the oil, you're causing the flame to dim to a certain extent. For a short amount of time, you're causing it to dim. When you lower the level of the oil and you don't have a floating wick, then you're going to cause the flame to dim for a second. Says the Rush on the Gemara Beitza, he asks from our case. So we're talking about where you have one kli dripping into another kli. You're taking from the kli which is dripping into another kli. You're not taking from the kli that has anything that has any flame b'chlal. Mila says the Rush, the reason is that even though Gram Kippur, we may be passing this Mosef Machlekes, what are you supposed to do if there's a fire in the sun? So Machlekes, whether or not you're allowed to line up kalim that have water inside, that when the fire gets to the kli, it'll break the kli and cause the flame to go out. Anybody that's all I've done with Mishnah Berurah says one of the aces of how to put out a fire is by doing that. It's by putting up kalim, and that when the fire will get there, it'll cause the kli to break, and the water will put it out. Now, he says that in that case, you're causing a kibbutz, says the Rush, but not directly by touching anything, by involving yourself in the flame or in the fuel at all. It's just you're being gurim that the fire is going to break the kli and it's going to put it out. But if you take out oil from the flame, that's for sure a problem of kibbutz, and that everybody holds his answer, and that's a shot in the first and second halacha. The third halacha, which is maybe more nagia, hopefully we're not dealing with ground kibbutz, is bittul kli me'echana. The bittul kli me'echana is, the Shpura says in the Bir Halacha, he gives two reasons why it's also to be bittul kli me'echana. That means to put muktzah, cause muktzah to end up in a kli which was mutter to use at the beginning of Shabbos, and now you can't use it. It's either for one or two reasons. Either because it's name with the seiser, or it's name with the baina. It's either seiser because you were able to use the kli, and now you can't use the kli. It's kilas if you were seiser the kli. Or it's baina, it's kilas if you attach the kli to the ground, because you can't move it on Shabbos. Either or, one of these two reasons is aser. Now, a person is not allowed to be mevatel kli me'echana on Shabbos, and therefore he's not allowed to cause shemen to fall into the kli on Shabbos, even if he's only mevatel the kli for a short amount of time. The halacha is, we'll see more in Reish Tam above, but it's clear here also that even to mevatel the kli for 10 minutes, you won't be able to use it for 10 minutes. It's also a problem of bittul kli me'echana. We're makel, we have some ruba, but not have some ruba, we aser. Now, this din, all the intricacies, I hope we'll leave for Reish Lamech Vav, it's a little more clear there. But the one thing which is brought down here, which is very new, Allah Lamaisa, is this Bir Allah. The Bir Allah is Mechadish, that even a Klish Malach Dele Isser, for example, a hammer that you could use for Heter, you can use it to smash open a coconut. Even that, it's muksa to a certain extent. If you're not using it for Sarah Kuba Makayma, you're not going to move it. Nevertheless, to put something muksa on top of it, to put a 20 shekel bill on top of that, or to shake out your wallet from your pocket and it'll land on top of that, then you're not going to be able to move it at all now, that's also considered a problem of Bitol Kli Me'echarei. Because you were able to use the Sarah Kuba Makayma, and now you're not allowed to use it at all. That's what the Bir Allah says. Now, there's a big question, what's fakir? Is there a problem putting, I have a coconut, I want to open on Shabbos, so I got my hammer, and I smash open my coconut, and now I want to put my hammer down, I'm not interested in putting it back in my toolbox, so what I'm doing is I'm going to put it down on my chair. Is there a problem of bitul kli me'echanei, because now I can only use my chair, I can't use it as much as I was able to use it beforehand. Beforehand I was able to use my chair for whatever reason, for even now it's our kufa mekayimai, mecham aletzel. Now I can only move it, mecham aletzel. Is that a problem? I've been talking about it. I saw in the Chanami, some of the Heidegger place, tiny that also. Yeah, mice are able to use it less beforehand, and more beforehand, and now you can't use it. However, this Rishal is the classic quotes of Tila David that brings Raias, and it's come out from a Furish and Rishayim. There is a reason it says not that way. It's come out from a Furish and many Rishayim that it's not a problem. Because the kli underneath you can still use on Shabbos. If you want to use the Kuf or the Tzarek Kuf, you can still use it on Shabbos. That's not considered Bitul Kli Me'echanei. Where you could use it partially, and now you can't use it at all, that's Bitul Kli Me'echanei. Were you able to use it totally, and now you can only use it part-time, that's not a problem of Bitul Kli Me'echanei. Another halacha that's brought down over here is if you have shemen dripping in, and this is also extremely, extremely common, if you have shemen dripping in to a kli on Shabbos, you're Bitul Kli Me'echanei, because the shemen is mukta, and therefore you can't use the kli on Shabbos. Says Mishabura, what if you have shemen inside the kli from before Shabbos? So the shemen which drips in is going to be bundled in the shemen from the kli. He says, no, that doesn't work. Because the davar sheyesh lamatir, the shemen which is dripping in to the oil, is a davar which is going to be, it's only mukta, but it's going to be mutter after Shabbos. Something which is going to be mutter later on is not bundled, afilu ba'elef le'bundle, because it's going to have a heter later on. Rashi says, as far as the techlan of iser, techlan of heter. Don't use it now, but iser, don't say it should be bottle when you could use it to heter the next day. Therefore, many people want to know, when their air conditioning is dripping, and there's water coming out of the air conditioner on Shabbos, so what do? So you want to put it, the simplest thing you do is you run to get a kli, and you stick it underneath, that should make a mess. No, you're not allowed to do that. That is bitul kli me'echanei on Shabbos, because the water which is coming out of the air conditioner is leilif gomer, that was created on Shabbos. It takes condensation, it takes the condensation from the air which you can't see, and it causes, the compressor causes the condensation which you don't see to turn into liquid, and now you have a water which is created on Shabbos that's Neulet Gomer, everybody holds that to itself. So to stick a kli underneath it, where the water is going to drip inside, that's a problem of Bitul Kli Me'echanei on Shabbos. So what do you do? So there's one of two eights, there's three eights to do. There's one eitzah, is you have water inside, it would be the simplest eitzah, you put water inside, and then it's bottled. And you say, no, you can't be mevatel water and water, just the shemen and the shemen, because the zavar sheyesh matir, afilu ba'elef lo yibatel. So even if you're going to have a lot of water inside, which is not muktzah, it's not going to come bottled. The Shmir Shavuz Kachasa in the new chelek brings down a massive chedesh, chara, for Ruchayim Kinyansky Shlita. He wants a tiny. And that din that we say, min b'shein, that zavar sheyesh lo matir is not bottled, it's only when it's min b'mina, water and water. But if you have a little bit of tea, you add a little tea essence to that water, and you turn it into something else, then the water will be bottled. So if you can add a little bit of petal, fill up a bucket with water and a little bit of petal, and it turns into something else, it'll be bottled. Says Ruchayim Kinyevsky, the water that comes out of your air conditioner is mayim mizukakim. It's like refined water. As opposed to the water from the tap, which is not. That has two different shapes. And therefore, it's going to be bottled as it did of min b'shein e'minai, and it's going to be bottled. That's the chiddush of Ruchayim Kinyevsky. I don't know that everybody goes like that. Most people say that you shouldn't do this. Rishon Tzav at the top does not go that way. He brings it down in ha'ara on the bottom. Therefore, the two other simple eitzahs to do is either to put in water and a little bit of petal, and therefore you're turning it into a different type of drink. It'll be bottled when you stick the water underneath. Or the other thing you could do, which Mishabura gives the eitzah, is to stick a kli hefter into the bucket. That way, it'll be the Kli will be holding Muktzah and Heter. It'll be Vasa the Davar Asa Davar Mutter. As long as the Davar Mutter is more Chosha than Davar Asar, you put in a cup, you put in something like that, then in Hanami, then there's no problem not being Vasa the Kli because you have Heter inside also, which allows you to carry it, and therefore there's no problem.